Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, Earth Day around the world, and it's sundown, the start of Passover for our Jewish listeners. And we begin with TikTok officially now on life support. Over the weekend, the full House of Representatives voted to force TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell it within 9 months or face a ban in the U.S. It now goes to the Senate for an expected vote as early as tomorrow, which is a whole lot sooner than expected because lawmakers attached the TikTok proposal to an urgent, unrelated bill that would provide financial aid to Ukraine and Israel. President Biden has indicated that if TikTok legislation makes it to his desk, he will sign it. But TikTok CEO says his company won't go down without a fight and will use free speech arguments to try and stay in business in the U.S. Despite the U.S.'s tug of war with China over TikTok, panda diplomacy is apparently alive and well. The latest American city to announce upcoming panda plans is San Francisco. No timeline was given. The rare bears will arrive sometime after the zoo's new enclosure is complete. According to the Chronicle, the last time San Francisco hosted giant pandas was 40 years ago, when two of the animals attracted four times the average number of visitors to the zoo. But China doesn't loan them for free. It typically costs the receiving zoo $1 million for a panda lease. This welcome bear news comes months after worries mounted that panda diplomacy was being sidelined because of tensions between the U.S. and Beijing. But San Diego is also getting a pair, and for now, Atlanta still has four. All eyes are on a New York City courtroom where opening statements begin this morning in the historic trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The criminal case against him will be heard by 12 jurors, all of whom pledged to be impartial, which means they promise to listen and reach a decision fairly and without bias. Prosecutors say Mr. Trump tried to hide payments he made to keep negative stories out of the press before his 2016 election. He denies that and says all his legal expenses were legitimate. The trial is expected to last at least a month. As far as field trips go, this could be the GOAT. To help build excitement for America's 250th anniversary in July 2026, Uncle Sam is hosting a contest that will send 75 winners to the nation's top landmarks. On the list of sites, the Statue of Liberty, Yellowstone National Park, a tour of the National Archives and the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., a visit to the USS Constitution in Boston, and a candlelight tour of Fort Point at the base of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. To enter, students in 3rd through 12th grade must answer the question, "What does America mean to you?" by May 17th. Students, families, and teachers can find more information, including contest rules, release forms, and toolkit materials at america250.org/fieldtrip. We've put a link on the resource page of our website. In today's entertainment notes, Kevin Bacon made good on his promise. Over the weekend, he paid a prom day visit to Payson High School in Utah, which was the backdrop for his movie Footloose 40 years ago. The school is being torn down, and students launched a Bacon to Payson campaign to get him to campus before that happened. Mr. Bacon agreed after hearing their giving back pitch, which included the students building 5,000 care kits for local families in need. And yes, she's done it again. With the release of The Tortured Poets Department last Friday, Taylor Swift set the records for most streamed album and most streamed artist in one day with more than 300 million listens, according to Spotify. And that wasn't all. Fortnite, a single featuring Post Malone, also broke the record for the most streamed song in a single day. Meanwhile, two more schools have leaned into the power and popularity of the pop star. Both Harvard and Northeastern are now offering writing classes to teach students how to pen lyrics just like hers. Still to come, the ratty tabby that's now a Target model. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. Which U.S. city just announced the upcoming arrival of pandas from China? San Francisco. What will the U.S. Senate vote on this week? A possible ban on TikTok. U.S. students can win a trip to the nation's top landmarks by answering what question? What does America mean to you? Which two schools have recently added T-Swift writing classes? Harvard and Northeastern. In today's Kid News Kicker, call it rags to riches or misfit to model. But either way, it's a story with a happy ending that everyone who shops at Target can enjoy. It began in Minnesota, where 50 shabby cats were found living in a car. Shelter staff swooped in, but one of the car kitties hightailed it during the rescue and, when found a month later, was in even worse shape, with maggots, a broken jaw, and a messed up tongue. A vet didn't give up, though, nursed him back to health, named him Hercules, and now you can see his unique face, dangling tongue and all, gracing bags of Up and Up kitty litter. A second Target campaign for another product is also in the works. Before we go, a big hello to our Kid News teachers, Mrs. Gomez and her Panthers at Pasadena Avenue in Sacramento, California. Mrs. Weidengruber, who also has a classroom of Panthers at North in Birch Run, Michigan. And Mrs. Carlson and her Shorthorns at Vega Junior High in Vega, Texas. Thanks for listening. Please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.